Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode number 55 of the Young Minds podcast. So on this episode, we talk about our Valentine's Day, how cute it was.
It's adorable.
Adorable. And no, we actually rip apart Valentine's Day.
We did.
Yeah. But there's good reasoning behind it. We're not just like, fuck love.
Yeah, no, definitely. It's just, it's the setup. And it's the fact that it's so hyped, and it's almost a have to, it's a must. And whenever something's forced, it kind of takes the fun out of it. So, you know, we give our opinion. We don't have to explain it any further than that. Yeah. We go over what we did on our Valentine's Day, what we did for our girlfriends. And then I went on a really long rant about the movie that we saw, that I saw last night. It was called Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead. Made in 1991, so I kind of...
And that led to talking racism and outrage culture, social media...
Workplace
and political correctness.
Yeah, workplace.
We went down that harassment road. So you might get triggered.
Well, this is one
Ask
of the episodes...
Ask me if we care.
Yeah. Do we?
I don't know. You'll listen to it. Do we have good points? Yes.
Very good.
Might we be wrong? Maybe.
Totally. But such a good chance that we're wrong. It doesn't matter. This is for you guys to relate to, get triggered by, or find value out of. So this is why you listen, and hopefully you guys enjoy the show.
Yeah.
So
that's why we're called Young Minds, because we're curious and we like to talk about things.
Yeah. And
hopefully discussion makes a growth-minded, you know, person
feel better about themselves.
Yeah.
You know, or feel better about what they think, because maybe they were thinking something and we said it.
Mm.
It could be that. Or it could be... The Neuro Roast coffee that we were just drinking before.
This big boy?
Yeah. Yep. So, you know, Neuro Roast coffee, we got some powerful mushroom extracts like cordyceps and lion's mane, which help with nootropic neuro?
Ooh, get it.
No,
go
hold
ahead,
on. We
it.
Got this. Hold on.
You got
we
it.
Have,
I got it.
No, we're good. Neurogenesis.
Is that what it's called?
That was it.
So I actually made this Neuro Roast for the first time with macadamia milk. Macadamia nut Yo, milk.
Welcome to Hooked on Phonics. For real. Okay, so we made a little mixture with macadamia nut milk, MCT oil, Neuro Roast coffee,
and
some stevia droplets. We mixed that shit up in a frother courtesy of Mel. We love you, and we know you're hearing this probably first. And... The coffee was phenomenal. It gives you a steady energy and also helps on a nootropic level, helps rebuild neurons in the brain, helps with memory retention and word recall. Also, I'm wearing an Onnit shirt again.
Every day.
But yeah, it's the only shirts I have. I lost my job. I can't afford a shirt now. That's it. We're dead. But so use promo code YOUNGMINDS for 10% off on 15% off now.
Come on, dude.
For Neuro Roast coffee. Dude, you guys are getting a deal. And also for Onnit products, as you know, we've talked these things to death.
You're getting me some creatine from Onnit. Thank you,
getting
you,
Frank. Some creatine, grass-fed whey, and really, really good protein bites and gut health. Those are the things that you'd like to
you
get.
You have all
from
those coming
Onnit
in right now?
I have the protein bites, which should be at my house today, actually.
You know those aren't going to last long in here.
They're not going to last long. And those Siete chips, bro.
Yeah.
So good. But go to Onnit.com and place your order, and at checkout, you put in code YOUNGMINDS with no space. You get 10% off your order. And without further ado, guys, you guys can hear our rant and feel triggered. So let us know how you felt. All right, guys. Well,
Bye.
Enjoy your day.
Baby. Hey, Frank, what exactly does it mean to be growth-minded?
Well, Justin, I'm glad you asked. It's a state of mind where you realize you don't know everything, but are open and willing to learn more in order to achieve more.
And how does one know where to learn these things? What if it's false information?
Well, bud, that's why you listen to the Young Minds podcast, where they tackle the most up-to-date and relevant topics with unfiltered discussion aimed at optimizing this video game that we call life.
Wow, I'm excited. I think I'm going to go ahead and leave a 5-star review on Apple, iTunes, and Facebook.
Like, I don't want to shit on it and ruin it. I was like, maybe we could add something at the end. I don't. You know?
But first, I actually want to talk about my headphones.
I know you did.
Yeah.
You want to tell everybody that you're French, too?
So the French kid went ahead and bought these noise...
Jesus Christ.
No, but you're like... I feel like you're being a dick about it, just to be a dick about it. Yeah, you are.
This is me nodding my head yes.
Okay. Okay, so what happened was a couple weeks ago. No, it was a little longer than that.
Not when we started the podcast.
No, when you and I put the noise-canceling headphones on at Best Buy.
Oh, okay.
That was like a month ago.
That was like, anyways, okay, doesn't matter.
When we started the podcast, we bought these headphones. They're literally maybe $10 on Amazon. Just because we didn't know if we were actually going to continue with the podcast. Mm-hmm. So now we still have the same headphones. And listen, they work. They're perfectly fine. Like, they look good, too.
Perfectly fine.
Perfect. Loosely perfectly. Okay?
Yeah.
So one time we were at Best Buy, and they had a display of headphones, and it said noise canceling or sound canceling, whatever it is. And we put it on, and I've never experienced this in my life, but it was fucking weird. Like, every single – I couldn't hear myself breathe. Like, that's how these are right now. I can't hear myself talking – if I didn't have the sound coming into my ears. Like, they actually cancel everything on the outside. And it was, if you've never experienced it, it's pretty weird, pretty cool. Mm-hmm. And I know that's what all the professionals use, studio quality use.
Well, it's like, if you ever tried singing and then closing your ears while you sing, mm-hmm. you'll hate yourself immediately. Immediate judgment. You ever try it?
Not just like specifically.
Close your ears and start singing and you'll stop singing immediately.
Okay.
So that's what it feels like.
I'll try
it
later.
You hear your voice only.
So yeah, we put these headphones on, and of course the ones we put on were like $400, and we're like, no, you know what? Not now. Yeah. Like, later. So when we recorded yesterday, I could kind of hear people talking outside of the studio, not through the mics, but through the headphones, because they're not noise canceling, the one that Frank's wearing right now and the one standing on this arm.
What? I can't hear you.
I got so confused right there.
Exactly.
So yesterday I told Frank that I'm going to go buy noise canceling headphones. Like, you want a pair? And he started ripping me. Like, no, fuck that. Like, you don't need it.
You like, don't. It's stupid. You still don't.
Okay. Well, now I have them. How did you like them, Frank?
They were cool.
Yeah.
If someone said, hey, look, you have the option. We are going to switch yours out right now for the ones that Justin has on. No cost to you. I'd say yes. But $62 for the same experience. I'm like,
it's a different experience, bro. Why do you think all the quality studio, you know?
I know. I just, relative to what I could understand, it doesn't matter. Like, regardless. Anyway, yesterday, not that anyone gives a shit.
Yeah, how was your Valentine's Day?
Yesterday was Valentine's Day, bro. Did you do anything extravagant?
Dude.
Romantic?
Nothing.
What?
Because Caitlin, no. Okay.
Oh, okay.
So first, Caitlin has, just like Jen, is slammed with schoolwork for this nursing shit. So
nursing shit.
Nursing shit. Because yesterday we didn't do anything. Not okay.
I get it. No, you didn't demean it at all.
We didn't do anything. But she wasn't able to do anything till 6. When she gets to my house, like 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. Right. So she shot because she just sat in like a total of 6 hours of class. And took 2 tests. So she's just gone, you know? Yeah. And I'm shot too from everything I was doing. I woke up 5:30. And then on top of that, today, this morning, the day after Valentine's Day, Caitlin had to be up at 5:50 for clinical. So it's like, what are we going to do, you know? Besides have a nice dinner, sit on the couch, watch some funny shows, which was fun because we watched Dr. Pimple Popper.
Okay.
For those who don't know that show, just go on Instagram and search Dr. Pimple Popper.
Relief.
Yeah.
It's just relief.
Okay, so see, I find it
besides
like that.
Besides being gross,
but it's Caitlin, relief. But Caitlin was freaking out. It was so funny. So it was just a fun time, yeah. And then what I wanted to do was drive out. I had researched. I don't know if I explained this on the podcast, did I?
No, you explained it to me, though.
Okay, so every Valentine's Day, did we talk about Valentine's Day at all?
Nah, dude, we didn't.
Okay, so Valentine's Day is stupid. I hate it so much.
Okay.
No, because it's like, it's a day where you're expected to do this, and I'm expected to go, oh, I love you so much. Happy Valentine's Day. And then you're expected to be, I love you too, babe. Happy Valentine's Day. And then it's like, I got you a chocolate again, just like every other. It's like, if you have a good relationship, Valentine's Day is just.
Is every day.
Is every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just like normal.
Yeah.
And that's exactly how I feel.
It's a Hallmark holiday.
It is.
It's all to make
it's
money.
It's marketing.
It was $32 billion was spent on Valentine's Day alone.
Dude, fuck
$32 billion. Now I understand.
And it's stupid because a lot of these relationships are trash. And then on this day, you're like,
Yeah. And if it takes a holiday for you to step up your game or to feel like you need to show your appreciation for your – in this case, it's always girlfriend or wife. It's the woman, the girl.
Bro, it's a woman's holiday. It's,
they're not like, oh, what am I going to get my husband for Valentine's Day? I was thinking I was going to take him on this place. You're not taking me anywhere. You're waiting. You have a giant basket, and you're waiting for me to throw things in it. Good times, fucking chocolates, roses. What do you want?
I heard this on a podcast, and I was dying. Actually, did we listen to it together?
We did.
So he was like, leave it to women. No, I think it was Instagram.
Whatever. It doesn't matter.
He was like, leave it to women to put this twist on Valentine's Day where you get them all this stuff and they go, oh, for Valentine's Day, I got you lingerie for me. it's like hold on. You got yourself a gift for me. Yeah. Like, okay. You know, and it's like normal. Like,
wow. I was so happy.
I was actually saying that at the barbershop yesterday, and one of the kids starts cracking up laughing. He's like, bro, that's what my girl did. He was like, she literally bought something for herself and was like, it's for you. It's like, okay.
I guess.
Oh, it's so
that's
funny.
How, yeah, it's such a manufactured holiday. It's not like Christmas, it's mutual. Like, oh, you're going to give me something. I'm going to give you something. We're going to express ourselves.
It's a night with family. Yes. And everyone's there. And, you know, it's.
Yeah. Valentine's Day is like, who can book the restaurant the quickest?
Yep.
How do we deal with the crowds? Don't hurt yourself. Don't burn yourself.
This is huge.
Yeah.
I'm trying to drink from a freaking frother right now.
Thanks, Mel. Shout out to Mel for the frother.
We don't have any cups or mugs for coffee, so I'm literally drinking out of – if you watch on YouTube, I'm drinking out of a
– And what kind of coffee is that, Justin?
Neuroast. Did you ever hear about Neuroast? We're not going to get into that.
Can you tell me?
Just go to neuroast.com. If you like what you read, you heard Young Minds.
You already heard the spiel before this started.
So Valentine's Day.
So for Valentine's Day, that's it? That's all you got?
Mm-mm.
On your day? Tell us a little bit
more. No, I had more. Because
I don't want to shit on it because we're still telling about how we fell into the trap.
So because of the way I feel about Valentine's Day – instead of having, I got you chocolates, I got you flowers, and we love each other, I like to make a memory. Mm-hmm. I like, you know, when you have a very good moment in life, it's a memory. That's what makes a memory.
So wow, thanks for that lesson.
Sorry,
I'm in a great mood this morning. I'm just like on fire.
Okay.
I'm
feeling really good. Go ahead and shut that down for a second. I'm speaking.
Sorry, guys.
Oh, okay. Losing my train of thought here. Sorry, These headphones I'm are so good.
Hyped.
Are you on a lot of caffeine right now?
No, dude. I'm drinking this Bang coffee thing. This keto mocha madness Bang. But, I mean, 3/4 of it is still in here. But,
So,
I don't care.
I like to make memories, right? So, last year was... Why are you...
Last
year was Caitlin and I's first Valentine's together. And at that... So, what I did was I blindfolded her, right? Put her in my car. And previous to this day, I think like a week prior, I had mapped out a spot on Long Island where you can park your car and overlook the beach at night, and it's kind of like really secluded. And first off, that was really hard to find because for some reason on Long Island, all the beaches close down at certain times, and it's like trespassing. So it's like, really, I live on an island and I can't, like, that's it. After 5 p.m., I can't touch the sand. Really? It fucking freaks me out. Like, it doesn't make sense.
And you pay like $10,000 at least a year in taxes.
Like, I'm literally born on this earth, and you're telling me at a certain time I cannot touch the sand and go there. Like, it's trespassing.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, regardless of that, I found this spot, which happened to be a trespassing spot. I had to lift the chain up and drive my car under it.
Oh, God.
So
I have a story about that, but go.
So I blindfolded Caitlin. We were driving for like 20 minutes it took. It was in Jones Beach. And she was cracking up the whole time. She's like, this is it. You're killing me. Because we had only known each other for about 4 months at that time. So we get to the spot. And actually, really funny, I didn't want to take the blindfold off yet because I had stuff in the back of the car. And I wanted to be like one surprise. So when it came to the part where we had to lift the chain, I parked the car right in front of the chain. I took her out. I walked her to the chain. I was like, you're going to grab this and just lift up and hold right there. And the whole time she's blindfolded and she's like holding the chain. What a sport.
Bro, for real, like, I would have been like, I'm done. I'm into romance, but who the fuck are you? Okay, who are you?
Literally four months. What are we doing? We knew each other for 4 months.
Why is it super quiet out here?
Oh, man. So she's blindfolded holding a chain and I got back in my car and drove it under. Then I got out and like I was like, all right, you could drop that now. And I like brought it to the car. So anyway, I parked the car. Overlooking the water, the beach, like it was on this beautiful like little ledge of rocks. It was so cool. And in the back of my car, well, first of all, on the roof, on the interior roof, I had LED lights ringing the whole thing. So I switched those on. They were battery powered. And then the back was filled with like a fort of blankets and pillows. And then I had flowers there. And then my computer with a full charge. Yeah, because my car didn't have an outlet.
No.
Yeah, so full charge. Didn't. and I had downloaded a movie, and we were going to chill back there with the beach and the lights and a fort. It was so cool. And so that was what we did our first Valentine's. And it was just an amazing memory. So this Valentine's, I had plans. I was like, we were talking a lot about stars and space because of the documentary we were watching. Yeah. And then also because you and Jen got back from Utah and you were telling us about the stars. And we were really just like, fuck, I want to see stars, you know?
Seriously.
So I had Googled what's the best place on Long Island to see the stars. And all the way out east, there's a spot called Shelter Island. And apparently there's an observatory there. Mm-hmm. And there's really low light pollution. And you could see not anything like you see out west, but you can see a good amount of stars, more than over here.
Of course.
Of course, yesterday, completely cloudy. Like, completely cloudy. So I was just like, okay, we're not fucking driving out there anymore. It was an hour drive. That's how far east it is.
Yeah.
So we didn't do that. But we hung out. We had fun. And because she's so busy with work now, it's honestly just really nice just to see each other. Mm-hmm. You know? So that was just nice on its own. However, if you look at my wrist, I'm wearing this. It's called the cuff bracelet. It's like rose gold, like the iPhones.
Mm-hmm.
And it has coordinates on it, right? You see that?
I can see it.
Yeah. So I got her one, and I got me one. These coordinates are the spot, the exact spot we were sitting in a year ago on Valentine's Day.
No shit.
In my car, overlooking the beach. Those are the exact coordinates.
Damn, dude. Your detail. Attention to detail. Dude. Is on point.
So, like, the gift and the emotion was very nice. And it was meaningful. It wasn't, oh, I got you a box of chocolates.
Yeah.
You know? And I wanted to do something cool, like go out there and just lay in my car and look up at the sky. You know?
100%.
We couldn't.
I totally.
And like I said, she had to wake up at 5:50 this morning for clinical. So, whatever. But, I mean, we'll be together in France in May.
It's a day.
So.
It's a fucking day. It's all it is. It's a day. It's a holiday. And, you know,
and
if
amped,
you're...
Like you said, it's amped up to make money.
It's all it is. And
$32 billion, exactly.
Yeah, and if you have a good relationship with the person you're with, it shouldn't matter anyway. You should be able to come to agreeance and be like, look, listen, we do plenty of shit together when we have the time
mm-hmm.
and when it works with our schedule, so let's not get so caught up on
this
bullshit.
So what did you and Jen do?
So Jen and I, in the same boat, we don't see each other that often anymore. You know, it's just like we're not around each other every day, right? And when you just see each other, that's enough. Like that in and of itself. I'd say 2 to 3 times a week where we have enough time to kind of hang out more than just like, oh, come over and go to sleep. You know, like, oh, just the last couple minutes of the night, almost an hour max, right? So yesterday she got out at 1 o'clock.
Together, right?
She got out at 1, but I started early and I was doing a bunch of shit for the podcast and the studio. I just ran around all day, meal prepped. And then she came over at like 1 o'clock, 1:30. And so from there, I got her Felix Grays. So the gift, I got her the blue light blocking
glasses. Oh, wait,
glasses.
She didn't have those already?
I gave them to her earlier because she was starting school.
I was going to say.
I did this twice. Both of my gifts to Jen, since we started
dating.
You were
like, you really need these.
They have both been utilities, right? So the first one was a really, really nice jacket. And it was getting freezing in late November.
She didn't have anything?
I was like, you don't even have a jacket. Like, here's a fucking jacket. Here's your jacket. This is for Christmas. Like, I got you a jacket. And then I got her something else on the day, just like hand or something. But then now for Valentine's Day, we were sitting there and watching a movie one night. Not on Valentine's Day. This was another night. And she's like, oh, can I have your glasses? And I was like,
no, I want to wear them.
Sure, but like... fuck you. They're mine, but all right, whatever. So I gave her my glasses, and I was like, you know what? I'm getting you these. And I was like, I'm going to get them for you. So I just got them for her, and within a week they came by, and she's in school now. So now she's constantly on her computer, and I don't want her doing damage to her eyes. I was like, just keep those, like, for now. And then when I get yours, I'll give you your pair. So then I gave her a pair, and now she's had her Felix Grays. So that's the gift. So then yesterday we had a whole day where we planned to hang out initially at, 1:30. Then what do we do? We met.
I saw you had a lift.
Then we went to
you
the,
had a good
we
lift
went
together.
To the gym. But,
I was jealous.
But I got her. I know she loved, and I always jab her for this. She loves bacon, egg, and cheese on a roll. On a roll.
Why
fuck
is that bad?
Rolls are gross. If you could have a bagel or a roll.
A roll, 100%.
Why? Why?
That's what?
A roll? It's like.
Like a poppy seed roll?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I got her, yeah.
Bro, hands down better than a bagel.
Why?
Bagels are. For a bacon, egg, and cheese, a bagel is too tough to chew.
Like guys. Guys,
we'll put a poll.
I understand
we'll put a,
you guys.
You know what? We'll put a poll
me.
Up on Instagram,
dude. Really?
Yeah.
You like rolls,
rolls.
Better?
Like a nice, soft, fresh roll?
So gross.
Oh fuck
oh,
you,
God.
Dude.
It's just like it's
podcast
too
is canceled.
until further notice, guys.
We have issues we need to sort out.
A toasted bagel. So, let's put these two. Okay. So, I know she likes those, and she's like, Frank, can we eat before we go to the gym? Because initially, we were just supposed to go to the gym. Mm. But I was like, all right, I can go pick you up a bagel. So, I brought her a roll, bacon, egg, and cheese. And then I got, because I was sitting there in a bagel store, which I haven't been in a while, and I got to actually see what they
the
what
smell
they sell.
Got you.
I was like, wait. No, because I was definitely going to get something. But I got a bacon, egg, and cheese with an extra egg.
Wow.
Cream cheese on a blueberry swirl bagel.
Yeah.
Bro. Knocks the fucking shit out of a roll any day.
Cream cheese with bacon, egg.
Bro, it's like goat cheese. Cream cheese and goat cheese are the same thing.
Yeah, actually.
Taste-wise, it's the same fucking thing. One is just a cow, and the other one's a goat.
Oh, you're right, actually. Now
same,
that I think about it.
Same process to get there. So that together is just phenomenal. So I gave her that. She was surprised, like, walked in. Like, holy shit. Like, because we joke about
know?
It. It's a joke. Like, the roll thing is a joke. I always rag on her. I'm like, why do you eat rolls? Because she has, like, this this retainer behind her teeth that keep them,
yeah,
like,
put it
tight.
Out there. Go ahead.
Yeah. So she has behind two teeth. It's just like a bar. It's just a bar that keeps her teeth together.
A permanent retainer.
But it's only for, like, the two front teeth. Mm-hmm. So she has to bite shit with her side, with her molars. So bagels are tough for her. She's like, honestly, if I had the choice, I would choose a bagel. But, like, the roll is my go-to because...
No, see, I wouldn't even choose a bagel.
Yeah, because we went into it, and I was like, no. Bagels are better. Like, it just is. This isn't even an opinion. This
I think
is
she's saying
now.
That just to... Just the...
Whatever. I love her anyway. It's okay. So then we ate those. Then we hung out for a little bit. Then we went to the gym. Once we got to the gym, she's been Olympic lifting for so long that she actually kind of hurt her forearm. So we were
it. Recently?
Not hurt it like in an injury, but she had the tape on it. Chronic abuse to her forearm. So then we did conventional lifting, which we never usually do. So we just deadlifted and we were going for like 2 rep maxes, right? So we were hyping each other up. It was so cool. Prior to this, when she came over to my house at 8:30 in the morning, we licked stamps, so to speak. Okay,
to catch my drift. I don't know why that took me a second.
Yeah, no, whatever. Like, we put a stamp under our tongue.
I was like, is this a sexual term?
No. Okay, we put a piece of paper under our tongues. Okay, you guys could infer.
A micro piece of paper.
Micro piece of paper, of course. Okay, so we were in a different vibe. We had this like kind of elevated
a little
vibe,
bit,
right? So we were going for these 2 rep maxes. We spent like 3 hours at the gym just hyping each other up, having the greatest time, high-fiving people all around us. Like, it was just such a cool environment. Everybody was so happy.
Yeah.
We just kept killing it. Like,
high-fiving everybody.
We were deadlifting. We were doing weighted pull-ups, chin-ups, and I did a little bit of bench, so I just hit everything. I was just feeling really good. Then we started doing handstands, and she was practicing, like, press handstands from gymnastics, and we were just so dialed in. And then at some point, we're like, wait, we gotta eat. I'm starving.
Yeah, it's been
like,
3 hours.
It's been so long. Like, we need to get out of here. We're killing ourselves. So then we got all-you-can-eat sushi, and that's just my favorite thing to do.
Yeah.
All-you-can-eat sushi is probably – sushi time, 560, because I knew it wouldn't be crowded. We were like, why be an idiot and go to a fucking fancy restaurant without a reservation?
That's that little joint, right?
It's in Bethpage. So
but the little one. Yeah. In the same parking lot.
Oh, dude, yeah. So good. It's so low-key. You just go in there, and you square up, and you just go in. Like, I hold my chopsticks.
That's funny.
One in each hand, and I just go.
You know who brought me there? Justin.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah. Same. I went there with him, too. whatever. So then we ordered, like, a bunch of miso soups, and just – it's a la carte. Everything you want. You just check. I want this. And they bring out so much food, you can't even handle it. And then we had, like, 12 rolls. Between both of us, I probably had like 8 or 9, and she had like 3. We were just crushed it, and I was so full. Then after that, we started getting into ping pong. So we came back, and you know, mixing with the paper.
Oh yeah, every time. Oh
dude.
Just accelerates everything.
She's getting so good. She's getting so good now, and I'm like, I'm actually like having fun. Like, we're actually volleying. Now I get to like actually play.
Mm-hmm.
So we played for like an hour and a half, and then we started getting tired, and then we just chilled, and then we watched this movie when we settled down. Bro, Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead.
When they come out?
It came out in 1991.
Oh. Hey, oh, is it she forced you to watch this? Right? Because she's so into old movies.
She's into old movies. She's into a girl being the main character.
Like, really?
It just always is. It always is. No, she doesn't think of it that way. But I'm trying to find the common denominator here of all the movies and suggestions that she likes. And most of them have to do with a girl going through funny dramas, kind of cattiness and funny, like, snarky comments and, like, things like that. Like, where they're, like, a bitch, but they're funny. Like, they're kind of a take charge type of woman. And then, like, the people around them are kind of dumb and just stupid accessory characters. Okay, and then there's, like, a love story. There's always, every time. So that's what this movie was about. Christina Applegate, who's fucking gorgeous. She's a gorgeous actress. You can Google her. She's in... Bad Moms, which is another thing we saw. We saw another movie.
See that.
It's funny. It's actually funny. So I'm getting my chick flicks from Jen, and she's they're not bad. They're funny because you get to you relate to, you know, some yeah, right?
She's cute.
Anyway, so she's the main character. She's 17 years old, and there's so many things that I was watching and picking apart last night and like seeing how
Wait. This lady plays a 17-year-old?
She was 17. I mean 1991.
Oh, no. Oh.
Yeah.
Cuz I'm looking at her now and I'm like there's no way you can hide those wrinkles and everything.
No,
like,
of course.
Cuz she's older.
Yeah.
Okay. But, no, I can that yeah, went 20, right over my head.
25 years ago. 26 years ago. Yep. Whatever.
Nope. Hell. Sorry.
Yeah, so there's a bunch of things that go on in this movie, but it's like the way that that women are portrayed and men are portrayed in a workplace, right? And today we have this huge awareness now of the tension between male and female coworkers. And there were a bunch of scenes. This guy, Gus, who's the senior executive, was this absolute creep, bro. He's so weird. He just kept coming on to her. He's like, hey, baby, how's it going? I'm just saying, if you wanted to go get lunch later, we totally can. And like brushed her shoulder. And she's like, okay. Normally that would trigger the entire nation, right?
Oh,
and like
yeah.
In
be
this
all
movie,
over
it
Twitter.
Kept happening constantly, just always throwing sexual gestures at her, touching her, getting like really up in her, and no one in the movie was making a stink about it.
Was
it didn't matter at all.
Was it like put in a way of funniness or put in the way as like, this guy's weird?
Funny but weird. It was both. It was a combination of both. It was a kind of a comedy movie.
Like how were you supposed to feel about that character?
Like, fuck that guy. Get away from him.
Okay.
But, like, that is a serious fear today. This is how it's connotated today. People think about it as, like, such an
issue. No,
because
I know in The Office, the series The Office, that one – I forgot his name, but the fat guy in The Office, he always, like – right? He hits on one of the girls all the time.
I've never seen
But it's, like, complete comedy. Like, it's not. No one freaks out.
That's a little – yeah. I guess that
– yeah.
It's kind of on the – but that started, like, in 05, 06, The Office. So that – even then, it was okay. Now, today, it's like if you even have a little bit of a gesture, right, it's this huge problem. And then this woman so basically this girl who's 17, I'll give a plot really quick since it's such an old movie. I'm not spoiling it for anybody. This babysitter – it has like nothing to do with the babysitter, but a little bit it does. So this the mom of these kids, right, this is a 17-year-old girl, and they have about four other really young kids, and then this 16-year-old brother who's a pothead, complete loser. He's like one of those guys, bro. He's just like, fuck it, I'm just gonna hang out at home. Like one of those, like super super deadbeat. Then there's this girl Christina Applegate, who's like 17 years old, but she's like, she's put together, she's strong, like that typical, you know, get shit done type of chick. But they the mom goes to Australia, and she's a single mom, so the home is now just kids. They think that they're spending the summer vacation home with no one there. And then out of nowhere, the mom goes, oh, I got a babysitter for you guys. And there's this really old woman who is a complete cunt. She is the worst person on the planet. Like, they make her – you can't relate to her because she dies so early. So this woman, night – but it's so quick because it doesn't really matter. She's there. She meets the kid. She's like, all right, guys – once the mom leaves. All right, guys, front and center. Everybody, get in line. And, like, such a bitch. Such a bitch. Wouldn't let them do anything. Kept shutting off the TV, saying, TV rots your brains. And, like, would do shit like that. And then they found her dead because they were going to confront her. They found her dead in the mom's room. And they got rid of the body. They brought it to some more. It's such a quick scene. Like, they did not give a shit about this old woman.
It was the first night
of the movie. Yeah. It's really quick. It was, like, 15 minutes in. And then she's gone. She's out of the picture. Now the kids have to figure out how to make money. What? How to make money. Because they buried this older woman with the money by accident that the mom left her to take care of the kids, right? This part doesn't really matter, but I have to address, don't tell mom the babysitter's dead because the babysitter dies. Okay, she's dead. Now the kids are left to do whatever they got to do, but now they need to make money. So this 17-year-old girl goes out into the workplace and puts out resumes, and she was going to be a secretary for some fashion place. And she goes in for the interview, And before she even gets the interview, the senior executive who kind of stumbles upon her, she's like, oh, hey, why are you here? What are you doing? And she's like, oh, I have this resume. She made up this resume, by the way, this girl. She made up the resume with like top work, what's it called?
Experience.
And it's back in the 90s, like early 90s. So there's no like fact checking. It's just kind of like, oh, this says this on the paper. This must be true. So she sees, she's like, you're overqualified for a secretary position. You should be a senior executive assistant. Like, the fuck? So out of nowhere, she gets this really high-paying job, and she's put with all this responsibility. And basically, she is 17 with no work experience and then has to kind of figure it all out. So one thing that I noticed is, like, the professional women in the office, like the higher-up women, they wear these fucking clothes. You ever see women in, like, the early, like the late 80s, early 90s, what they wear for like a suit? It's these broad shoulders. It looks like they're football players.
They have the padding. The shoulder padding.
Huge padding. They have these like brolic. And I'm looking, I'm like, that, what kind of fashion is this shit? Like, what
to make them look bigger?
Makes them look bigger and like so that they could like, you know, compete with men, right? And that's
a visual stimulus.
Yeah. So throughout the movie, you would see the men had the power and the women were kind of like the peons. And then this one woman was an executive. But she was getting manipulated by this other man. She was too weak. Like, they showed weaker women, right? For whatever reason, right? And women were more emotional. Like, they showed that, obviously. So then I'm looking at these outfits and I go, I'm just looking at, like, the type of culture that you see in, like, the early 90s. And women, their bodies, I was looking at, like, the shape of their bodies. Nobody has an ass. Nobody has muscle tone. It's all skinny, skinny, skinny frames. Like, the skinnier, the better back in the day. All the aerobic exercises that they used to do, they did no resistance training at all. You could just tell. You could see in the bodies. It's very weird because, like, scenes with a bunch of people, everybody's a stick. They're super thin. And, like, workout videos used to be, like, the aerobics, like the
dancing.
And one, and two, yeah, and three, yeah. And, like, Zumba type of things. And you could just tell that they had no muscle tone at all. And that, like, fitness for them
is all
cardio. I
love that that's what you're looking at.
Bro, it's all I'm looking at. I'm looking at style. I'm looking at fitness. And
culture.
I'm looking at a culture, the way that people kind of interacted. The movie itself was whatever. It's a stupid movie. But what I'm seeing in it is that the time period, the way that people interacted and, like, how things were easier in some ways and harder in other ways. Trying to get a job, she had to go through the newspaper, mm-hmm. right? She was talking on a phone, which was only landline. They couldn't even contact the mother in Australia because she's so far away. They had one phone that could contact her. So it was just, like, all these little things. I'm seeing the way culture has changed so much and how, like, we can't put up with anything today. We don't put up with the workplace sexual harassment. There was no sexual harassment. Meanwhile, that was true sexual harassment. No issue whatsoever. It wasn't even like an afterthought. You know, you're just like, oh, this happens all the time. Men are creeps.
And now in movies, too, you have to have like a full cast of someone who's fat, someone mm-hmm. who's black and fat, someone who's Asian and skinny, and you have to like mix it. Otherwise, it's like, oh, you're completely racist.
Yep.
But it's like, no, asshole, like, you just categorized everyone.
And now that you say that, in the movie, there were nobody was black at all in the work environment at all. Nobody. It was all white. It was, the kids were obviously all white because they're family. But they had one black girl who was a friend of the other ones, and of, like, her friends that went to Europe or some shit, and she had to stay home because of whatever reasons. But you could just tell that in that time period, that it was so much different than it is today. Women had their own role in society. Fitness, you could tell, was not a thing in women. Or at least fitness was only aerobic, cardio-based stuff, where you actually lose muscle mass. Like, you could just tell that they were frailer. Everybody was frailer. If you were in shape, quote-unquote, in shape at that time, you were just more of an endurance athlete. You weren't, like, you couldn't squat. What is a squat?
No idea. I get it.
So I was just picking this movie apart all night, and like it really just sat with me. I was like, holy shit, things have changed so much within my own lifetime. It's 1991. That's roughly around when I was born.
Yeah, 3 years later.
You know, 2 years later. Yeah, 93, right? And like since then, everything has changed so much, style, culture, and everything. And like I didn't – it's weird. You don't notice it when it happens. Like everything is a one-inch change over time. But, like, now looking at things today, like, the outraged culture and how everybody's so scared.
Do you think the pendulum has swung to the entire, like, completely the other side?
I think right now, but it's so ridiculous now that it's hard to take serious. So I don't know how far the pendulum can swing in the opposite direction.
Well, I have a story that I heard, which I'm surprised I didn't hear when it happened, but I heard it on a podcast. This executive of some company, I don't know, whether it be Twitter, Google, Apple, whatever, he was talking about, he was in a meeting, or it was for some movie or something. I'm completely butchering the story if you know it.
Did you use the N-word?
Leave me alone. Yeah.
Okay.
Do you know this one?
Yes. It was for Netflix, I think.
Yes,
I
Netflix.
I think it was Netflix. And they were talking about something like, you can't, he was quoting somebody, right?
He was explaining how you can't use the word retard anymore.
Yes.
And then he goes,
for Tom Segura.
Yeah. He's an executive making Netflix movies, you know, and they're at a meeting and all he's doing is he's saying, in today's age, he's explaining to everyone, he's like, we can't use the word retard anymore, right? And then he goes, just to make a comparison, he's like, it's just like the word, and he says the N-word. He's like, it's just like that word, like we can't use that anymore. And that was the context of how he said it. And because of that, someone in the office got so upset to the point where they made a complaint and he got fired. Just for making a comparison of things that we should not say. Like, that's how far the pendulum has swung.
Jonathan Friedland.
Yeah. Look up the story. But yeah, that, bro, I heard that a couple weeks ago and it blew my mind.
I'm like,
how is this possible? Mm-hmm. How have we become, it's honestly, we've become, not us, but like, they've become so stupid. You have to be stupid to think that that's an issue.
It's grasping for straws. You really don't have an argument, so now you have to be outraged. You could use your own emotional, you know, you can only use your own feelings to justify fact, right? And it's toxic, because how far can you push that? And how many people are going to get behind you? I really don't think many people can get behind that type of thinking.
No, you know? but it's happening. Like, he got fired.
Yeah, they're trying to
Netflix,
push an agenda.
Instead of standing up and being like, no, he didn't do anything wrong. Mm-hmm. They just fired him because they know that the online world would rip them apart.
Yeah.
And it's like, when are you going to stand to that? When are you going to stand up to that?
Right.
Because it's got to stop. Because the online world, where everyone's freaking out, that's not the majority of people.
It's not everyone.
It's not the majority. Not even. It's just because they're the loudest.
They're recreationally outraged.
Sure. Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Yeah, yeah. They're like, oh, you know what? They're sitting at home at a job. Not even sitting at home. They're in a job, right, where they don't care.
Or sitting at home not doing anything.
Or that. Yeah, more likely. Sounds more likely. Right? But maybe they're sitting at a job. Like, I used to work in a client service office, and we would sit and just answer phone calls or make phone calls, and you can't do that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to sit at your desk. What do we do today when we sit still at a desk? We're scrolling, looking, reading, whatever. Whatever you do, it would involve a social media network in some way, and usually some people on Facebook or Twitter want to explain themselves and express themselves. And a lot of people, they go through the political outlet, and what is the most sought-after emotion on social media? It's
racist.
Anger. Anger. Oh, okay. Well, yeah, so yeah, it's in the same context. Anger. Anger gets the most views and the most clicks. So if you have anything that's super inflammatory, it becomes the top of the algorithm, top of your page, and that's the first thing that you see. Remember, for a while, police brutality was really big on Facebook. I was really big on Facebook during the election. I wasn't doing anything, but I was reading. I was mm-hmm. watching what was going on in the climate, and a lot of issues prior to that, even the Black Lives Matter movement. There was so much conversation around police brutality. You can never see a good video of a cop. You can never see a cop doing something good in a video. It was never like, oh, this, look at this cop saving a kid from a burning fire. Like, it never happened. It was always like, cop shoots black man in Louisiana.
Yeah.
It's just like, what? Oh my God, I got a click. And then you click it and it's just like this very grainy video and pop, pop, pop. And then it's like, oh my God, why'd you shoot him? And it's like, you don't see it. You just hear it. And it's like all this fucking,
and that's it. That's
so many
all
questions.
Told.
And all you could do is say, the title said that. I assume that they're right. And cops are racist. That's my assumption. And then like this clean cut assumption becomes your thought process on a daily basis. And then that's how you start polarizing both the left, quote unquote, and the right. And how we're so fired up because the internet allows us to make an opinion, and then it reinforces that opinion depending on what we click. And if you keep researching one side of an argument, you're going to populate more of that bias.
with the algorithm.
And
then it's just,
exactly. And it's, is it social media's fault? Let's debate this, right? Like, is it social media's fault for building algorithms that subject you to the things that you're more likely to click? Or is it the individual not having
willpower agency to or willpower? Look forward into more stories? Because it's honestly,
discipline.
Social media, you have to realize, whether you think it's life or not, is a business. They're out there to make money. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, whatever it is, they want to make money because they are literally just a business. So when they find out, like, oh, hey, look, if this person likes balloons, the more we push balloons in front of them, the more they're going to use our platform, right?
Yeah.
So all that leads to is social media companies realize, let me just have a computer system read what these guys like and shove it down their face. So what does everyone like? The title that says, white cop shoots black man. And it's just like, boom, everybody's clicking it because we're like, oh, yeah. And so it's like, so what's social media going to do? It's just going to listen to the consumer, just like any business does. The consumer controls it all, and it's going to give it more of that. That's all it is.
Yeah.
It's just like, I always use the example. If everybody all of a sudden wanted to eat.
Who's at fault, though?
Right? Like, how do you, like, a business, I get it. You have to make money. Otherwise, you, not only you lose your business, but potentially thousands of people lose their jobs and then are fucked. So you have to make money. You have to as a business.
Yeah.
Because you have people's lives in your hands. But then the consumer, you also have to kind of, you know, look at things for yourself. You have to realize that anything you read nowadays will always have a different story. There's always two sides. Actually, fuck that. The entire length of human communication, like, there's always two sides. When people get into an argument, no social media, no nothing, an argument, there's always two sides. Mm-hmm. So you have to realize social media is not any different from that. There's always two sides.
It's just text and left
and
up
you know
to interpretation.
You know what's a beautiful example of that? Last night at dinner, we were talking about Bezos, the owner of Amazon.
Yeah.
Do you know everything that
we were talking about it one night. Yeah, so tell me what your
You were talking about opinion. It too?
We were talking about it. Me, you, Caitlin, and Jen were at my table, and my dad was there too, and so was my mom. We were all talking.
Yes.
It was like the last time we podcasted or something at my house.
Okay.
And we were all sitting around the table.
No, I remember. So just to bring forward the story of what happened. Bezos is getting a divorce with his wife because he had an affair. And the reason that information is out is because Bezos was sending like dick pics or whatever to this girl he was having an affair with. The pictures got leaked and the Inquirer, right? Mm-hmm. The Inquirer, they're like a media outlet. They got a hold of the pictures. So Bezos, for many, many years, was always he knew what the Inquirer was doing, and they were using their power and their millions of dollars to like persuade Saudi Arabia stuff from happening and political things from like they had a political agenda.
They were skewing the agenda because they had an in with Trump,
right?
And how he was making dealings with Saudi Arabia.
Yeah,
and
but besides going all that, Bezos knew of this and for years was trying to like show people, but he wasn't able to. So the Inquirer got hold of his photos, and there's been speculation that the Inquirer blackmailed people all the time, really influential people. That's how they got what they wanted. They blackmailed people, but it was all speculation. There was never really anything. Mm-hmm. So now Bezos gets this email from Inquirer with the photos of his dick, and then a huge with his dick.
Yeah, the way I said it, I was like, oh.
And then a huge outline demanding and telling him if he doesn't do all these things. Basically in favor of making the Inquirer look calm and nothing like he said in the past, like everything's good. We're a very good news media outlet. Otherwise, all the pictures getting released and you are going to get fucked. Bezos, my fucking man,
love it.
Looked right at them and said, ha, screenshotted all the emails and just put it out there for himself. He's like, fuck you. Look at what this company's doing.
Mm-hmm. And he's like, even if I have to.
I love that. That's stepping up. That's like if Netflix was like, nope. This man didn't do anything wrong. You guys are all stupid. Shut up. That's exactly what Bezos did. He screenshotted the emails. They're online. You could probably pull them up. And he just put himself out there. And he knew that his wife was going to divorce him. Mm-hmm. And he knew all this stuff. So now what I'm saying, because this was all leading back to there's two sides to everything. We were having a talk at dinner last night. And my parents were saying, oh, you know, he's having – or actually, no, they weren't. But I heard other people like – oh, yeah, but he's having an affair. Like, you know, screw that guy. He's got so much money. I was like, hold on. You have no idea what happened behind lines. What if for the past 4 years, him and his wife were not getting along and hated each other and never talked? And like, what if that was the issue and he was having an affair after 4 years of that? Or what if they both like mutually agreed to have like a hall pass, you know, where you go with someone else because they hated their marriage for the past fuck it, like 6 years.
Yeah.
What if that? You don't know. How are you going to sit here and just blame it all on him? You know, there's
a reflection.
Or there's
yourself.
So many other stories that can happen. Like, you have no clue.
And on top of that, the story that you're hearing, even on Jeff's side, let's say completely Switzerland in this. Let's go neutral as fuck. Let's stay in the middle and say, okay, well, even if that's all we heard was what he did, let's say it might not even be that crazy of an affair. Maybe it was just, I mean, an affair is an affair, but like
a Tinder thing, like, where he never met the girl.
Yeah, it could have been even
less. And
sent
her one picture.
Exactly. It could have just been sending pictures and not actually having an affair. Like, you don't know everything, and it shouldn't matter.
Unless that information's out and we're completely wrong.
But it doesn't even matter. Even if that information's out, the people who you discuss it with who don't know and start to conclude, that is the problem. When you start to formulate opinions off of a lack of information, that is dangerous. That is what fake news, people call fake news, that's what that is. That's what this whole thing's predicated on. It's trying to push an agenda without a lot of research done. You're not even heavily invested in it, so you have an opinion. Like, that shit bothers me, because I'm like, this is how the world is running now. This is how people create platforms. Even fitness people, this works in fitness as well. You know a little bit about fitness, and you know keywords and ways to pronounce it and say it with enthusiasm, and that's it. You got a following.
You sell the shit out of
it. Now you look good and you sound pretty good. That's it. You got it. You win. Now just practice.
Oh my, did you hear about that girl who is being sued? Right, she's a huge influencer with 500,000 followers or something. She's being sued because she was giving out fitness advice and taking people's money for coaching, but completely fucked everyone and never did any coaching. And she's a huge, did you hear about this?
So, like, just took Venmo and, like,
she took all, she, bro, huge influencer. And actually, when Caitlin and I saw the article, Caitlin's like, oh my God, when I first started fitness, I used to watch all her YouTube videos.
Do you know who that is?
I can pull up the name very easily.
But that's, I mean, dude, that's most people. That, not that they necessarily hold out on giving you the advice, but a lot of the people that are out there doing the, doing fitness programs and doing consulting, like, they just have a cookie cutter template and they're basically just giving that out to people and not customizing it to their needs. You have it?
Australian fitness influencer, Ashy Bynes.
Ashy Bynes.
Ashy. I don't know why there's no L for Ashley, but it's just Ashy.
Ashy.
So I'm looking at her stuff and she's just like perfect shape, extremely cute girl, beautiful photos, perfect smile. And just what you were saying, like, she knows a little bit about fitness and she's able to put on this persona and just sell. And she, like, apparently fucked everyone. I didn't read too much into it, but she's being sued for $150,000.
This is exactly what we're talking about. Predicated, pushing out stories that we really don't understand. No, but at the same time, I mean, if you're getting sued, there's a good chance that you probably fucked up a little bit, but people could be getting butt hurt and making it a bigger deal than it actually is. Who knows, though?
Of course.
At the end of the day,
there's
right?
another story. There's another her one. Side.
Yeah, exactly. That's why it's so hard to talk about these things. But some things are, you know, like when you're accused of, like that guy for Netflix, who was accused of having said racial slurs. Like, no, you did. You said the word. You said
people
the
are
word.
Saying he's
but
racist.
But in the
but
context,
it's like, no.
It matters. So you know what would happen? Like, so say you went to court for something, right? And they were like, well, what did the plaintiff, what did the defendant say? Well, the defendant said, quote unquote, this, you're just as liable. Like, the judge would be just as liable if that was the case. If context doesn't matter, then anyone saying that word ever, it is a problem. And then you keep choking up on the bat, choking up. And at some point, you lose you don't even have any more things to
well,
hold.
You know what's a beautiful example of this? A couple months ago, there was a women's march in Washington, right? Mm-hmm. For the rights of women.
Yeah, because they don't have all the rights. But all
right, no. They're not allowed to vote.
Yeah, no.
So there was a march, right? And the women in the march who, like, ran the march, like, because, you know, there's got to be someone who organizes it. They shut it down because there was too many white women and not enough of color. They're fucking racist on themselves. They're eating their own. It's like a dog eating its own fucking
tail.
Leg off or just tail, whatever.
<Jason's> tail.
Like, people from the outside,
so
I read
dumb.
This, and I'm like, are you fucking stupid?
God, they're killing their own.
That's literally what it is.
It's a giant tornado of ridiculousness.
And what's
about
me and you on the outside, it's like, we see this tornado good, and it's like, holy shit, like, fuck you guys. Yeah. I'm having fun.
Yeah, subscribe.
And it sucks podcast. For the people who get sucked into it and they can't.
But those people need so they're looking for a subscription. They need a lifestyle to kind of just put themselves into and just ride on.
But what I'm saying is it sucks that that's what they look into. And then their health is shit. They're deteriorating. They're stressed. It's like, okay, well, you're paying attention to this instead of looking at yourself and trying to fix yourself.
I don't know. Call me old school sounding, but like, I think it starts in the schools. I think all of this starts in the schools because it's the way that we approach information. It's the way that we approach things. All right, I'm going to subscribe to this thing and listen and just be a consumer of this information and then just follow.
But then why is it just hitting us now? Why is it just hitting us now?
Because now we're all connected and now idiots have platforms. Idiots have a voice today. They never did. It used to have to go through these channels like NBC, Fox, CNN.
Those are like a couple.
And then you'd see someone advertise and then maybe buy their book. You know, they had the wherewithal to buy a book, get on CNN. Like, they were at least elite enough of a human being to get up there and be able to do all that. Now you have some schmuck with an Instagram account.
His one tweet goes viral, and that's it.
That's
the way everyone thinks.
And then everyone's like, oh, what? Like, let's listen to this person. Or maybe they got their body in shape, and then they post a couple of meals, and then that's who they are. They are now this expert. They have no past experience in making it work. You know, we could get called out for that too, right? Technically, you don't know us. We're not nationally known. But if you talk to us and sit down with us, you'll never be disappointed. But there are some people who don't give a product. They don't give a service that's actually worth having. But they run through so many people because they're following so big that it really never matters. It kind of gets lost in the crowd. You know, so now we're in a place where I think the people that are getting hurt are the people who don't know how to think for themselves. And I think that school sets us up for failure because we don't know how to think for ourselves. We follow a system that clearly doesn't make sense. It's absolute bullshit. Jen and I were sitting next to this family at the sushi restaurant yesterday. It was a mom, dad. They were sitting across from each other, and there was a son sitting next to his dad and the daughter sitting next to the mom. They were all sitting across from each other, right? So mom across from dad, son from daughter. And we're sitting there in silence for a second, and all I hear is, so your test tomorrow, you're ready? And she's pointing the chopstick at the sun diagonally across the table and goes, if you do not get above an 85 on your test tomorrow, you better run. And like the way that she said it, it was like, you do that a lot. You do that a lot. You're always scaring the kid.
Was it funny? Like laughing?
It wasn't funny. It was not funny. No one was laughing. And he's like, I know, mom, I know. And like it wasn't. There wasn't and he's on his phone scrolling, doing whatever. I couldn't see because his phone was to me. And the way that she pointed the stick, and I was like, you're not a good role model. You're a piece of shit.
It's like, how the fuck would you do on that test, ma'am?
Yeah, exactly. On top of that, just how is your dynamic with your son? You're basically telling them to follow instructions instead of think for yourself.
And you know what I'm thinking? He probably has so much potential in some area, and you're just completely fucking
whatever he's
pounding
doing
him down
phone.
with
whatever he's doing on that phone, embrace whatever that is.
You're saying like
conceptually embrace it. So like maybe he's into anything
he's
IT
watching,
related.
Like,
maybe he's watching something.
Music tutorial videos on YouTube and he's into like making music or
anything.
Whatever.
But what is he into? I get it. You got to go to school. You got to finish. You got to pass grades. But you don't need an 85 or above. You don't. You don't today. You do not need good grades today. You need to get through school so you don't look like an asshole. But you don't have to pay for college. Go in and engulf yourself in whatever the hell you love to do. Like what we talked about last podcast, like going back to high school, I would not touch college. The only reason why I think college is valuable is because it's given me all the memories that I've been able to accumulate and then make decisions off of. And who knows who I'd be without it. Like, I don't know. But if I could dictate my path again, I would say to have the best career or have the best outlook on life, I think I could have done away with college. 100%.
Me too.
Spent more time involved in the real world.
So just to cap it all up, I think, well, I truly believe that the solution to this outrage and schooling and all the everything we just encompassed right now, the simple solution is to just take care of yourself and focus on the individual. Because at the end of the day, if everybody right now pulled off from the TV, pulled off from the social media, not pulled off like forever, but just right now, like for fucking 20 minutes, you step back, you shut off the news, you put your phone to the side, you put a piece of paper right in front of you, you write your fucking name at the top, Justin. Who is Justin? Who does Justin want to be? What makes Justin Justin? Fuck my 9 to 5. That doesn't make me me. okay, what are my passions and what am I doing in the future? Because, okay, you might be out there listening and you're 40 years old and you think you're old. You're not. If you think you're old at 40, what's going to happen at 60? If you think you're old at 60, what the fuck is your life going to be at 80? Because at 80, you still have, hopefully, 15 years. 15 years, and you don't know what you're doing and who you are and what your passion is. Bro, find out right now. Like, focus on the individual. Make yourself optimized and ready to go out and just be you.
Be receptive because then information.
Yeah, receptive to information.
Like, if you're caught in a rut and, like, you know, if you're 40 and you're like, yeah, but, you know, you're talking from, you know, you're 25. You're talking from that place. Like, believe me, if I was 25 again, I would do it. No, you wouldn't, motherfucker. You wouldn't, because you do have 40 more years if you're lucky, right? What are you going to do in double your life? You're halfway done. So then where's the problem here? What's the problem? You have made all these mistakes. You've accumulated wisdom. So use that wisdom to your advantage. If you feel like you haven't, then do something to try to, because you only have one shot.
Yeah, and now you're wasting your time being outraged, being upset, all these racist people out there. But it's like, okay, hold on. If you step back and turn all the TV off and looked around your neighborhood, everyone's happy and fine.
Yeah.
Bombs aren't going off in your backyard.
And your paycheck is a little bit more. Honestly, your paycheck is a little bit more now that Trump's in office, whether you like it or not. And I don't have an opinion on it because I don't think it matters that much. But my paychecks went up. Not that I get them anymore.
Yeah, but someone's going to be like,
but my paychecks went up.
Yeah, but because of that, this happened. And because
it happened.
Fuck off. Like, focus on yourself.
It affected your Facebook feed, you queef. Like, come on, cut it out. So with that, guys, I think we're going to have to wrap this up because Justin's got to go to work and get a paycheck.
Damn,
sounds fun,
the feels.
Did you hear that? You heard it good, right? Okay, cool.
I heard it very good, actually.
Bet you did.
I heard that your tonsil clicking on top of your mouth.
I actually don't have them.
No fucking.
Sucks for you. Yeah, I got them taken out when I was like 3. So thank you guys so much for listening. We really appreciate you guys, and hopefully you got triggered a little bit on this. And if you did, you probably don't want to listen to us anymore. But I know you do. You made it this far. We love you. Hugs and kisses to all. Hope
it's
you
been
guys enjoyed
pleasure.
Your. Yeah, hope you enjoyed your Valentine's days, whether it was alone, with a friend.
The people out there who got their girl a box of chocolates, they're like, fuck.
Yeah, you guys got any? Well, I mean, I got my girl glasses, so, yeah. A good time, though. We had a great fucking night, and we got to laugh until we cried.
Well, good for you, Frank. So, anybody. Anyways, bye, guys. Yeah. I'm still learning English, because I'm from France.
I knew it.
See ya.
All right, guys, later.
I'm not fucking leaving!